You are listening to the official Pitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, episode 2.
Episode 2.
We initially recorded episode 2, or we tried to, last night, and I'll play a little snippet of that. Basically, we had had too much wine.
And champagne.
Champagne is wine.
And then whiskey.
Yes. And we also had beer. It was nightmarish. So
yeah.
We were not very coherent, and we decided to re-record.
It was a good night.
We had a fun time.
Yeah, it was fun.
We were celebrating our first night in our new apartment.
Yeah, and our new apartment's awesome.
It is gorgeous. There will be pictures on the blog.
It's really pretty. It looks like a pretty sweet bachelor pad.
Yes.
I think, yeah, mostly. Yeah. So this apartment's lofted, and the bed's on the second floor. But one thing that's really cool about this place is that there's a large hole in the first floor roof. Or, why would you explain
that? That's what lofted means.
Well, but this is, like, cut out,
as opposed to the other one. Yes, initially this was a two-floor apartment that has been chopped into a loft apartment, and it is awesome this way.
Yeah.
It has two balconies, one for each floor. Both floors have floor-to-ceiling windows, so we have a very beautiful view of Table Mountain and some of the stuff going on in the City Bowl.
We're, like, in downtown Cape Town.
Yeah.
And so there are a bunch of vendors, there are bars and restaurants and cafes and stuff, all, like, right outside our door. Yeah, so feeling good?
Yeah.
It's real windy up here because we're on, like, the 14th
floor? We're on the 14th floor.
Yeah, it's real windy. It's kind of cool right now, temperature-wise. But all in all,
there's no heat in the apartment.
Well, there is a heater,
though.
Wait,
there is a heater.
But it's not on.
Wait. Really?
Yes, we don't.
Why don't we have the heater on?
I thought we were saving kilowatts.
Where's the heater?
It's right up there. It's up on.
I thought that was the air conditioner.
It does both.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
because the other apartment that we looked at in this building didn't have heat. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. So, we do have a heater. It's not on. And so, we are wearing robes that we just got. But I thought that we were keeping it cool because we're paying for electricity. And here, there's prepaid electricity, so you go and you buy the electricity before you use it, which is totally different than what we're used to. So that's kind of crazy. So yeah, that's why I thought we weren't using the AC.
I'm comfortable with not having the heat on. It's fine in here. I just am glad.
Yeah, that is an option.
That it is an option.
Because
I really. Because our first apartment, the transitional housing we were living in, did not have heat, and it had two heaters mounted to the wall, like space heaters.
Yeah, and they were terrible.
And they were rubbish, to quote one of Colin's British coworkers.
The upgrade of this place is so much better than our first place.
It's so much better, and it feels so much homier.
And there's a pool, and there's also an exercise area, too, or there's a gym. But gym is actually a verb here, too.
Yes. So. Look forward to my post on the differences in language that I'm discovering in the Women's Health South Africa edition that I purchased today at Woolworths.
Yeah. It's some stuff is super crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the move, yeah, move went really good.
Let's talk about the waterfront.
Waterfront was awesome.
Okay. The waterfront is like a touristy, outside-y shopping place, and then it also has a big indoor mall, and it's winter here, so it is not the tourist season, so it was kind of awesome to be there when there was just no one there. It's just like, it's not like zombie apocalypse no one there, but it's like epidemic flu no one there.
Yeah. So I guess to give you an example, like the parking lot there, probably one-tenth full?
Yeah.
A fifth full? Yeah. One-tenth, maybe?
It's very easy to find parking, which is nice.
They're obviously used to accommodating way more people. Yeah, it was awesome. And also, at the waterfront, there were people busking and like they're like African drum.
There was a drummers. Drum circle, and yeah. then there was like a guy singing and dancing. They were awesome.
Like in just in a line, and they were like they were just like anyway. It was really cool. It was pretty awesome to see. And every time we see something like that, or pretty much everything Robin and I see here, we're like, mom's gonna love this.
Yes,
like, she will. I'm so excited for mom to come because she will absolutely.
It will
love
change
this.
Her life.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so the waterfront was really awesome.
So we enjoyed it so much that we went back at the end of the week. The real reason we went back is because we wanted to see Prometheus, and we wanted to see it in 2D because 3D sucks. And
3D
that was
stupid.
That was the only movie theater that had Prometheus in 2D. But both times we were at the waterfront, we ate at the same pub. It's a place called Mitchell's. And the reason we went there the first time is that we really wanted beer. We've been enjoying the wine here a lot, but we wanted beer. And it said like Mitchell's Brewery, and they had great beer. So
yeah, they had really good beer. What's really funny is it took, I think, 4 days of us drinking wine to get to the point where we're like, we need some beer.
Yeah.
Like we
you know what would be good?
Beer.
A cold one.
A cold one. Yeah, yeah. The wine is very good here and it's very cheap, like we said last time. But you know, I'll take beer over wine 9 out of 10 times.
That surprises me.
Really?
Yeah.
Beer so
we went through a huge wine phase, remember?
Yeah. And then we stopped.
Well, we stopped because it was too expensive and now it isn't. So yeah. But anyway, the beer at Mitchell's was great. Also, we got to find out a little bit more about everywhere but the U.S. culture.
True.
In that we watched the opening ceremony for the Euro 2012 soccer festival, or what is it? Tournament! Soccer tournament. And had no idea what was going on.
At one point, we
fought the entire opening ceremony about which sport is this the World Series for, soccer or rugby? And then it was like, well, clearly, like, because I remember the World Cup that was in South Africa 2 years ago, and I know that only happens every 4 years, so I was like, it's not the World Cup, so I guessed it was rugby, but I was wrong.
It was soccer.
There's apparently a second, it was more exclusive World Cup.
Yeah, it was European Union. They needed to distract themselves from their money situation.
That's right. It was Greece and Poland. So
yeah.
And it ended in a draw, which is just, come on, soccer.
Lame.
And then after we went to Mitchell's, we went to the movies, and I was excited because it's such a basic thing going to the movies, and I really wanted to see the cultural differences. There weren't that many. It was pretty much just the same. But the few things that we made note of, one thing is all movie tickets have assigned seats here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bought our tickets on the like seat map, there was like a key and there was a color code for beanbag seats.
Yeah, so you can buy beanbag seats.
There weren't any in our theater.
Yeah, so we are definitely looking forward to figuring out how to buy beanbag seats because that is a great idea.
Yes, and then the other thing that was a little different is that they don't have a 20 or whatever that nonsense is before the trailers when they show ads and you have to unscramble Tom Hanks's name and all that stuff. They just play music. And the three songs that they played while we were in the theater, I wrote them down because I was so amused by this, were Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, Axel F from Beverly Hills Cop, and Somewhere Out There from An American Tale.
It was funny.
And then the previews, there was one preview for what I assume is a South African movie.
Oh, my God. It looked like a bastardized version of Three Stooges.
It looked very Three Stooges-y. Oh, my God. It had a lot of sped-up action and wacky sound effects.
Oh, terrible. It looked absolutely horrible.
Right. And it was called Mad Buddies. And then something that was delightful to me in the trailer section was the audience laughed when the title card came up for Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. So that leads me to believe that people know who Abraham Lincoln is over here, which is good. And then also we saw the trailer for The Dark Knight featuring our beloved home, Pittsburgh, and I burst into tears.
That's true. Yes. She did cry. I did not cry because I am not weak.
All right, well, that was our week.
Good week for the Hitch Diets.
Excellent week. So stay tuned. Next week, you'll hear about our adventures driving a manual car.
Oh, my God. See, I was kind of hoping you were going to bring that up. Because if I fail tomorrow to get the car out of the parking lot, if I totally fail, then I could we could have just pretended I went in to get an automatic. So yeah, so we are returning our automatic tomorrow, and I'm going for the manual. Just trying to do it. I don't know. I've driven a manual probably 5 times.
And I have never done it.
Yeah, so, oh my God. This can be crazy.
So, cliffhanger.
Yeah, so stay tuned. All right, well, thanks a lot for listening.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We do love you. I don't know. I probably don't love you.
You're a jerk.
Probably don't love you because I don't know you, but I love people in my family that are listening.
I love you guys.
Robin loves you. Robin's way nicer than I am.
No kidding.
But I am being honest. Anyway, Robin loves everyone. I love a handful of people. Anyway, so bye.
Bye. All right. Sorry if the recording isn't great right now because we are outside of Fort Wood. Because we're opening a bottle of champagne to celebrate moving into our new apartment.
Our new totally badass apartment.
Explain why our apartment's so badass, please.
Oh, well, our apartment is 2 levels, and there's a lot of metal, and there's a lot of tile, and there's a lot of fanciness. Yes, that was awesome.
That was awesome, yes.
That was awesome.
I have to say this. Go USA. Like, I love being in a different country. I love that we're in South Africa. But I fucking love America. Like what up, USA? Like, USA is the shit.
It is.
You know, like, I love all this. I love being here. It's all different, blah, 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 all that nonsense, blah, 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 blah. But fucking A. The United States is awesome.
Under the Sea from the Little Mermaid soundtrack.
Under the Sea. I'm under the sea.
Fucking Charlize Theron and then Stringer Bell. Or wait, am I just... Maybe Stringer Bell is not a thing that we were talking about?
No, we're totally talking about Stringer Bell.
Because they know fucking Abe Lincoln was the shit.
Yes, I was
almost as awesome as Darwin.
I was excited.
Almost.
Dude!
Okay,
come
okay.
On, Dave.
Abe Lincoln and Darwin were both born on February 12th.
This is not for this podcast. Can we just talk about Abe Lincoln?
Boop, 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 boop. Hey. Boop, 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 boop.
Then we saw the trailer for...
What is that song? You are the best. But really, America is the best.
America is the best. And we miss it. But we're going to sign off now and re-record this tomorrow when we're not so drunk.
We're super wasted kisses.
Okay.
I want to do karate chops. I want to do jump kicks. I want to kisses. I want to bang kisses. And I want to be done with this. Why are we still doing this?